One of the highlights of this week's parsha is our introduction to the concept of a nazir, the fact that a man or a woman has the ability to take a specialized vow, which would prevent them from doing a number of things, such as having wine or any wine or grape products, even becoming tamei, even to their own relatives, and completely prohibited from cutting their hair, all of these for a certain period of time. Very well-known question, which actually is debated in Chazal, whether the Nazir is an ideal or something less than that. We've spoken about that in the past, but here I'd like to focus on the fact that there are actually a number of contradictions, not just a machlokes between two different sources, but there are individual sources which seem to contradict themselves, on this fundamental question. Most importantly, the Torah text itself, on the one hand, calls this person a Nazir, which, as Ibn Ezra explains, Sheishlo Nezer Elokav al Rosho. Nazir is from the Lashon of a crown, clearly indicating this is a good thing. And yet, the Torah itself tells us, towards the end of the section, V'chiper alav me'asher chata al hanefesh, that this person, when they finish their period of being a Nazir, has to bring a korban, and it's a sin offering, because they need atonement, V'chiper alav. So, which one is it? Is it a crown, something to be proud of? Or is it something that needs atonement? Perhaps even more striking is that the Rambam seems to contradict himself. I say striking because the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, in the beginning of Perek Gimel, is very famous for his presentation of the fact that going to the extremes and completely becoming an ascetic and ignoring, trying to run away from this world, is a very, very bad thing. That's a well-known position of the Rambam. As he writes there, that hamaharlech b'derech zu, someone who tries to go to these extremes, nikra chote, and the chachamim are not fans of this. Gamze derech ra, v'asur leilech ba. The Rambam is very well known and seems to be unequivocal in his condemnation. On the other hand, less well known is that the Rambam himself in the Mor Nevuchim, in the third section, in Perek Mem Ches, chapter 48, there the Rambam has a much more nuanced view and actually seems to be positively inclined, emphasizing that the Nazir is in fact called a Kadosh. Ki anishmar mimenu nikra Kadosh. Someone who avoids wine specifically, that dimension of being a Nazir, the Rambam harps on in this particular passage. Not so much the purity of the dead, Tumah Vatara, or the haircut, but avoiding the wine, that's something that makes a person Kadosh, says the Rambam, to the fact, and then he eventually adds that because of that, he is elevated to such a level of Kedusha, that he's on the same level as a Kohen Gadol, in that just like a Kohen Gadol can't even become Tamei and become impure, defile himself even for his own relative's funeral, so too a Nazir. V'zeh ha'gadula mibnesha pirish min ayayin. Says the Rambam, he achieves such a high spiritual level, he's on the lofty level of the Kohen Gadol, because of his asceticism and his avoidance of wine. So which one is it? Is it a sin? Is it a crown? Is the Rambam against, or is he for? In the contemporary Sefer Ela HaDvarim, which is a collection of the drashos given by Rav Eliyahu Schlesinger, who's a very prominent contemporary Talmud Chacham, the chief rabbi of Gilo and a member of Rabbanut HaRashit. So he suggests that, in fact, yes, it's clear there are a number of sources, and we've only touched them partially, that indicate that the Nazir, and more broadly, asceticism or Precious, is a legitimate derech in Avodas Hashem. It is a legitimate way to serve Hashem and to approach Hashem. And yes, a person can accomplish some great things that way. But he says, the balance on total imbalance of the sources clearly indicates that this is not the preferred approach. It's a derech, but not the ideal derech. Moreover, says Schlesinger, why sometimes might think at first glance that someone who is depriving himself from all the pleasures of the world is sacrificing, and it's so hard. But he says, in truth, when it comes to Avodas Hashem, that's the easier approach. The easier derech is just to avoid temptation. But the more preferred approach, the more preferred derech, he says, is not to avoid things and hide from this world, but to confront the world and utilize the various aspects of this world for spiritual goals. Not easy, to be sure. But this, says Schlesinger, is Avodat HaAdam. This is what we're here to do. This is our ultimate purpose in the world. Food, we should be eating so that we're healthy and strong, and we can serve Hashem. Material blessing, material success, not for its own sake, but so that we should be able to have the time and the menuchas hanefesh to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person is always worried where his next meal is going to come from, when the next paycheck will come, they don't necessarily have the time and energy or the mental headspace to focus on lofty and sublime and spiritual goals. A certain measure, a certain degree of material comfort and security is necessary, not for its own sake, but to allow one to then focus on and delve into the more important things in life. The Ramban himself, when describing the sin of the Nazir, the Ramban thinks that the Nazir is sinning because he goes back. The Ramban is one of the people who thinks that the Nazir is great. But even the Ramban points out that when the Nazir ends his period of being a Nazir, he's chozer hu l'tavar ha'olam. And the way Schlesinger understands that, he's basically back to where he started. That's why it's a bidyeved, because the real goal is not to, so to speak, take a break, but to progress. Maybe it's more slowly, but to progress using those ta'avot, those desires and material benefits, but for noble goals. In the Birkas Kohanim, which is in the same parsha, the Birkas of the Kohanim, so on the one hand, the brachos are almost all physical bounty. As Rashi says, Yivarechecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless your material property. But at the end of the brachos, we say, V'samu eshmi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarchein. That is to say, if you combine this, the material bounty, with the samu eshmi, with the spiritual, then in fact, there's nothing wrong with the physical, and in fact, it is elevated and pure. That's why the Gemara says, when it comes to the holiday of Shavuos, everyone agrees, ba'inan lachem. There must be some physical celebration with food and drink. Maybe in the other holidays you don't need it. But Dafka on Shavuos, the day of Matan Torah, we specifically need it to show that Torah is meant to be lived in the quote-unquote real world. And that's what the Kotzker famously taught on the Pasuk in Shmos, V'anshei Kodesh Tiyun Li. Says the Kotzker, Hashem has enough angels. He doesn't need more of those in heaven. But Anshei Kodesh, people, human beings who are holy, living in this world, that is the ultimate ideal.